How exactly should we pray for those who have so badly mistreated us?
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
If you even have a little knowledge of the Bible, you know that Jesus has called us to sort of a different response to those people who have hurt us. He's called us to treat them better than they've treated us. In fact, here's what he said in Matthew chapter 5. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Listen, our natural response is to lash out at the person who's hurt us. Or if we want to dress it up in some spiritual clothes, we might say, well, I'm going to go to prayer about this. But in our prayer, we're probably saying, God, did you see what they did to me? Get them. That's our natural response. But what Jesus is calling us to is a supernatural response. There's a huge difference there. In Psalm 109, David says that he's been trying to treat people well, and the way that they respond to his reaching out in love is to respond by accusing him. Now, what's interesting in the Hebrew language, the word there for accuser is the word Satan. We read throughout the Bible that Satan is an accuser. He's a blasphemer. He's a condemner. All he wants to do is pull people down. He wants to try to destroy them. And so here's what David is saying. He's saying, I'm treating people well, but the way that I'm getting response back from them, it's like Satan is attacking me. Now, if you've been hurt by somebody and you've been hurt badly, you may think back on that right now and say, yeah, you know what? If I think back on the way that they treated me, it kind of feels like they were acting as one of Satan's special ambassadors, the way that they treated me. And that might be the case. But we need to be very careful about our response to the way that we receive these attacks. Let me show you what David did, because I only gave you the first part of the verse there, and there is an important word that connects us to the supernatural response. Here's what he said in Psalm 109, verse 4. In return for my love, they act as my accusers. And then this is the important connection. But I am in prayer. Isn't that exactly what Jesus called us to do? When we're attacked, we respond in a different way. We go to prayer. And I think prayer should be our first response. Because listen, when you have the painful bites and you have a response inside of your heart, even though initially the words might not come out of your mouth, because they're already in your heart, God knows them. And I think that it's important to get alone in his presence and to say, did you hear what they said about me? Did you see what they did to me? And maybe you say something like, God, I wish that you would just get them in this place. Just let them have your righteous judgment. But that's not what Jesus said. He said we're supposed to respond a little bit better. So let's get those out. We do need to get that venom out of our heart. Don't let it sit in there. And I promise you, it's not going to shock God for him to hear you verbalize those words, because he already hears them rumbling around in your heart and in your mind. But think about Jesus, who never did anything wrong. And the way that he responded was to pray, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. So I think that what we need to do when we go to prayer is we need to remind ourselves, and this is what's been helpful for me, is to say, you know, I know that there's been times, and I would like to say that I'm so mature that I've never intentionally hurt somebody, but I'm going to be humble enough with you to say that there have been times that I've intentionally hurt somebody. But there's also been some times that I know that I've unintentionally hurt somebody, and I need to ask the Holy Spirit to search me first. Is there something that I did, something that I said that prompted them to respond at me the way that they did, to bite me, to hurt me, to make accusations against me? If I see that there's something that I may have said or done that prompted that, I need to be very quick myself to ask for forgiveness and to try to make things right. If I realize that maybe I've done something unintentional, I need to make sure that I go through that again in my mind and say, okay, I need to be reminded of this so that I don't go down that old path again. But I need to do more than that, because listen to what Jesus said. He said, we not only pray for them, but one of the words that he says here in Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, is to bless them. The Greek word that is translated blessed there means good words. So Jesus is saying, I'm not only supposed to pray for them, but I'm supposed to say good words to them and about them. Now, you might remember your mom saying to you, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. So sometimes if we have nothing good to say, we should say nothing at all. And that really is saying something good. That should be my prompt to go back to prayer, to ask God to soften my heart, because there must be something good that I can say to them or about them. After all, maybe they're unaware that they hurt me. And so I want to be able to say good things to them. The Bible tells us that when we treat people better than they've treated us, the phrase that's used is we heap burning coals on their head. It begins to get them to think, begins to get them to wonder, why are they treating me the way that they're treating me? In comment on Psalm 109, verse 4, my friend, Pastor Kevin Berry, said, though they may accuse me like Satan, I'm going to pray for them like Jesus. It's hard work, and it's not natural work. That's why I said that earlier. In our natural response, we don't want to pray for those people who are accusing us like Satan is. It requires supernatural help from a supernatural God, a God who is described as love, a God who forgives, a God who is merciful and kind, and he wants to put those attributes in our heart to help us heal and help us respond in this great way. In my book, When Sheep Bite, I cover all kinds of attacks, from gossip to slander to false accusation, and I want to give readers biblical help. It's highly practical, but it's help that comes right from the pages of Scripture, and it's going to help us heal from those bites, and it's going to help us respond in a supernatural way. I hope that you can pick up a copy of When Sheep Bite today.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.